Amy, tell us about the Cheshire Community Foundation. What is it?
We are your local community foundation. There's one for pretty much every county or area in Britain. And we are the experts in local charities, really. So donors who want to give some money to projects that are on their doorstep in Cheshire and Warrington, give to us. And then we do lots of research to find out exactly what the needs are sort of on the doorstep and come up with grants programmes to address them. Then charities can apply for those grants, and we do all the due diligence to make sure they're really well run and that they will use the money responsibly and exactly as they've said they will. And if it's a yes, we can match them, that project, with a donor who we know is really passionate about that issue. It's a brilliant idea. It's a fantastic way for people to give where they live and make a real difference in their local community.
It's one of these things, isn't it, that you think about charities and you think that basically they do all that kind of thing for themselves. But
absolutely,
it's probably one of those jobs that takes so long and takes away from the core of what they actually really want to achieve. So something like this is ideal, I'd have thought.
Absolutely. So we really champion very small charities, those grassroots organisations that are usually set up by someone with lived experience of an issue and run by very passionate volunteers. And so they don't really have the budget or the time or the capacity to have big sort of marketing teams or fundraising teams who can really spread the word about what they do. So that's where we come in. Our donors won't necessarily know about these amazing organisations that are working really locally and making a huge difference to people's lives. So we can create that link and help people to give to those incredible organisations.
So effectively it's putting together people who want to donate, or you know, big companies and organisations that want to invest,
yeah,
well, not invest, but give a certain amount of money with charities that they may not necessarily have heard of, like you said.
Exactly, and it is an investment. It's an investment in your community. It is for corporate donors. You know, it's making sure that their employees of the future, their future workforce, are living really fulfilling childhoods and having much fairer lives, really.
How long has this been going?
So we have been going about 11 years. We celebrated our 10-year anniversary last year, and we're one of the youngest ones in Britain. And I think part of that is probably because people think of Cheshire as being a very wealthy place where there might be lots of people who are ready to give money, but not that many charities that need it. But in fact, that's really not the case. And there are some very small pockets of quite serious deprivation in our county that can be, you know, very, very nearby to where you live, and you might not even know about them. So that's a big part of our job, is to do that research, to know where those places are, to know what those people need, and to find charities who can help address that.
So how many charities and donors have you put together?
We've awarded over £11.5 million in grants over the time that we've been operating. We're really proud of that achievement. There's such a huge amount of kindness in our county. There's these incredibly kind donors who are willing to give such huge amounts of money. I mean, 11.5 million is incredible, isn't it? And then there's all this kindness of the charities too, the people who work, who often give their time for free and are really changing people's lives. So it's such a privilege, I've got to say. For me personally, I feel like I've got the world's greatest job, because I get to see all this wonderful kindness in our county. It's great.
Has there been a case where you've seen more charities come forward since the COVID pandemic? Because obviously times are a little tougher now, and grants and things from local councils aren't as high as they used to be. Does that mean you see a higher influx of people asking?
Yes, absolutely. And COVID was, as you can imagine, a huge, very serious issue for a lot of charities who usually work face-to-face with their clients. And so there were a lot of charities who had to come to us for sort of emergency help, just to be able to get that PPE or switch to doing what they do online or whatever. So that was like the first enormous hurdle. Then you've got the people who are really suffering during and post COVID in our communities, and then we've got the cost of living crisis on top of that. So there are long sort of ripples from events like that that go on and on. I was speaking to somebody the other day who's daughter was born in 2019, and he was saying, you know, the year that she was two, she played with one other child in that entire year. Now, when her cohort get to high school, we'll still be feeling the effects of that, won't we? They all will, because these are really, really formative times for children, and to have such a huge thing happen that really hampers development is going to be felt for a long time. So yes, charities came to us a lot more during that time, and we managed to sort of get ourselves geared up and deal with that initial response. But of course, we are now going to be dealing with that for the next decade and more.
I suppose that's the whole reason for you doing what you do, isn't it? For sort of, you know, the good times and the bad times.
Absolutely. And our donors often talk about how they feel that they are very lucky, they're aware of their privilege, and they really want to sort of pay it forward and help other people. Often our donors are people who have gone through some sort of adversity in their own lives as well, and so they have some empathy and they understand. That's exactly why we're here. And we will continue to be here.
If there's anybody who is thinking, oh, I'd like to get involved in this, donate, or there's any charities that didn't know about you, how's the best way to contact you? What's the best thing to do?
Well, you can just Google us, Cheshire Community Foundation, and have a look at our website and get in touch through there. There's ways to donate online, but there's also ways to speak to us about setting up a fund with us if you are in a position to do so, if you are a corporate. There are loads of different ways to get involved. We also have a supporters club called the Cheshire 100, which is our sort of our membership, where we have a lot of corporates and individuals who are members of that. And that's a brilliant way to get involved on a smaller, more accessible scale and really support a huge range of projects that go on in the county.
Say you wanted your money to go to something specific, like maybe something that had affected you, you can accommodate that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's one of the enjoyable parts of my job is talking to donors about their passions and the things that they really care about, and looking at the projects that really match those. So we have fund holders who really care about older people and want to support projects about older people. We do the research, find out what is exactly needed and exactly where, and we can bring that to that donor and say, here's what's needed. Do you want to get behind it? The same for, you know, for children, for people with disabilities, for all kinds of different groups and areas of need in the community. We also have geographic funds. So within Cheshire and Warrington, if you are really passionate about even one particular town, like I look after our Knutsford Fund, or we have a For Cheshire West Fund or a Crewe Fund, our donors can even get involved on that kind of scale, so that you're really looking at supporting projects that are happening in your town and on your doorstep.
It's wonderful. It's such a great organisation, Amy. I'm so glad that you took the time to speak to us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.